Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I'm talking to you, man, about what's taking place in this Christmas season.
Yes, it is Christmas. It's
something
here.
So special about it. You know, I had a chance to go to the children's choir on the Gulf Coast. It's called Celebrating Christmas on the Gulf Coast, which actually has no snow in those kind of Gulf Coast celebrations.
Okay.
And at the children's choir there, over 300 plus children, you know, does this musical every year.
So is that the Sanger?
At the Sanger. And you might be able to see it here. They were celebrating Christmas. And they did the birth of Jesus, the angels appear, and the three kings, and over 300 plus fully clothed in costumes.
Wow.
I mean, the whole place was just filled with the presence of God. It was just
encouraging
to see young people telling the story about Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, you probably can see it right here. Yeah, take a look at that. And I was just—I don't think I was supposed to be taking pictures.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know this until somebody was with me said,
"I don't think you're supposed to be."
No, yeah. I said, "No, Donna, I am not going out." No, I don't know if you were or not, but it was just so awesome see that, because for so long we went so long without our young people, the narrative, the true narrative of Jesus Christ and God's love for you, and that He gave His Son for you, and that He was Christmas is all about Him.
It's beautiful.
And the children were telling it. I mean, teenagers all the way down to the youngest child. It was just powerful to see. I was so encouraged, man.
That's awesome. That's very,
very
good.
What's happening with you?
Well, I'm excited. It's Christmas time. Favorite time of the year, that and Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate, of course, the Savior's birth, and of course, just recounting all the wonderful things the Lord has done this 2018. It's been absolutely amazing. So it's a beautiful time.
We had some great food, too. We just had a chance to get together with our fellowship and have a few games and
Christmas gathering.
It was pretty funny to watch Pat and try to come up with something as we were doing those games. But
we'll just
move on from there. It was if it had anything to do with the Saints.
For some reason, it's very active at that point. Saints, he's just very alert, but anything else.
Yeah, for people listening around the world, it's a football team. It's not Christian Saints. Although Drew Brees.
Well, hey.
He's a believer.
Yeah, he is.
Well, you think about this. You know, I know what Christmas means to me. You know what Christmas means to you. But when you start asking the question, what does Christmas mean to you? I want to ask the question to you. You know, what does Christmas mean to you? And this young little girl, she's talking about how she likes to help people on the holidays, right?
Yeah, her name is Journey, and she's going to take you on a journey of what she did, her and her family, for somebody else this Christmas. Take a look.
Hi, kids. It's me, Journey. And today I'm going to talk about why it is important to give to others. First of all, it feels really good inside. When you reward someone else, God rewards you back. And it's a good deed. And it makes the world a better place to live. And so I have a sharing bank, and I sorted all the money, and Mom matched it. And we ended up with $40.66. And so we wanted to buy some toys for some needy kids. Let's see how it goes. So I'm about to go shopping for charity here in my life. I'm in the toy department, and I have $40.66. Let's see what I can get. I'm back. These are all the toys that I got from the shop. This one cost a little extra, but I know it's going to make some little girl so happy. We went $4 over our budget, but we forgot about taxes. So crack open your piggy banks and see if you have enough money to help needy kids. Happy holidays.
That's so awesome, man, when you start to see young kids think about, you know, other people during
Christmas. Besides himself, yes.
I mean, because salvation, when Jesus was born, it's salvation for everyone.
That's right. That's the gift.
And I know that the Robinson family, the CBN founder, 700 Club, that for years their tradition has been is as much as you spend on yourself in Thanksgiving, that's how much you give away to others.
Oh, wow.
As much as you spend on yourselves for Christmas is how much you actually buy for Christmas for others.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
Evan, I'm sure that, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Isaiah would be pumped about
yes,
that.
Yes, he will.
I know
yes,
that's
he
right.
Well, he's a giver, so he would be. Now, yes. Some other people, I don't know, but.
Well, that's, you know, I want to encourage you to begin to think about and ask people the question, you know, what does Christmas mean to you? We'll be talking about that this week. And the enemy or this whole media hype and the whole
commercialization
yeah. of something that was it happened in a manger.
Yeah.
You think about it. I mean, there was no texting, there was no computers, there was no
internet,
media, television.
It was a farm,
Yeah, there was no room for Jesus, you know, for Joseph and Mary, any kind of local, it wasn't a hotel, it was like an inn you would stay, you know, basically in.
And the manger, you know, we lost so much in the word, that's not a fancy word for a bed, you know.
Right.
Manger, I believe, is like a trough where the animals would actually eat out of. So this is where the Savior of the world was put.
It's like God, you know, it was God, the creator of the universe, humbled himself.
Yeah.
He sent his son, and he was so humble that he humbled himself in the midst of his creation while he was giving breath and life to Joseph and to Mary. And to the animals that were in the stable, he was sustaining and holding everything together. He allowed himself to be laid down in a small infant that needed to be nursed by others.
Mm.
And that's the whole point. The whole point is that God humbled himself so that we could have a Savior. It's just an awesome day. I mean, this is a time to celebrate like never before. And I'm excited about even sharing coming up at the VFN Dream Center.
Oh, yes.
About what God has laid on my heart. And it's not like your typical, because it's like, man, this is about God transcending from heaven to earth in the earth in fleshly form to save us, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just an exciting thing,
it's
you
beautiful.
Know? And it's just, I mean, thank God for forgiveness, right? And being brought into the family of God. And it's just cool to see. So then you think about it. So gifts are about, you know, the gift of salvation, you know, we're celebrating the gift of God when he gave us Jesus.
Yeah.
So when you buy gifts for someone, it's not about that brand name thing or that PS, whatever, or the Xbox or the
something.
PlayStation or the next clothes or, you know, something, some sort of music making machine, something of that nature. It's about God.
Reminds me one year we, as a family, we had a bunch of folks over and we had a nice decorated gift box with a beautiful bow, and on the inside of it, we talked about all these gifts that people want to get, and they give, just like you mentioned. But inside of there, everyone had a chance to pull out a slip, and it had all the wonderful things that Jesus' life and his death and everything he brought us. So one slip had salvation, another thing had healing, you know, another thing had mercy or comfort, and different people in the room says, I need the heal. I'll trade the healing one for this one. It was just a beautiful reminder that Jesus is the perfect gift. We already have the greatest prize in the world.
Yeah.
And so it's a beautiful thing. We often like to say in our home that we celebrate Christmas is about celebrating his birth. This gift is just something we just do for fun and it's great. But we ought to let the main thing be the main thing. And it's just celebrate the Lord and what he's done for us.
Right, because we actually celebrate him all year long.
That's right.
But this is the time we celebrate the birth, the encounter of God transcending from heaven to earth.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.